Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Krsnaa Integrated Services Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. The conference is to now hand over to the conference to Mr. Sanjay Dighe, CEO and Whole-Time Director of the company, for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to wish all of you a very warm welcome to the Krsnaa Integrated Services Limited earnings conference call for the second quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2025. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking time to join us today. It is always a pleasure to have this conversation with you. We also have on the call my colleague, Mr. Varun Dey, who is our Chief Financial Officer, and the Adfactors team, our investor relations people. I hope you have had a chance to review our results and the detailed presentation shared earlier. I will take you through the key highlights of our performance, business developments, and outlook for the coming quarters. Let's begin by reviewing our performance. The second quarter was operationally very steady, though the reported numbers were relatively lower than Q1 FY26 and Q2 FY25. The government business, as has always been, is very, very interesting and shows a huge amount of potential. The government spend has increased, and we are very, very excited that we will get the opportunity to participate in all this government expenditure on infrastructure, education, health, and the sectors that we generally operate in. Having said that, the bidding process in the last quarter, due to huge documentation, has been a little slow, which has resulted in actually a little delay in acquiring the work order and deploying the services. So many of these tenders, they involve large-scale and multi-locational contract documentation and the methodologies of their approvals. So I think it is just a matter of time that we will have all our work orders in place and start deploying our service and commence billing. But overall, it seems to be very, very interesting with the way the government is moving forward in the facilities management domain. Additionally, because there are so many tenders which keep on coming, we consciously chose to bid only for projects which offer healthy margins. And therefore, there were a couple of tenders that we chose intentionally not to bid. So this strategic call, I'm sure, is going to strengthen our margins in the coming quarters and the years to come and have a good balance, as we always have, between top-line growth and healthy margins. Despite these short-term delays, our underlying momentum remains very, very strong, particularly in the corporate segment where we continue to see robust traction. To talk about our corporate business momentum, I am extremely happy to share that our corporate business has delivered an encouraging performance. Revenue from this segment grew by almost 53% year-on-year in the H1 FY26. We added 92 new corporate customers during the H1 FY26, building on the 114 clients added in the FY25 totally. The quality of these clients is significantly better than what we acquired in the earlier years. Also, our penetration into various segments has been way better, So I will be very, very happy to tell you that now we are across lengths and breadths of various sectors, whether it is pharma, manufacturing, logistics, warehouse, IT, ITES, so on and so forth. And we have a very, very strong and recurring revenue potential. And also, the corporate sector has enhanced its margin offerings because they have realized the importance of our services to maintain their assets or to keep their infrastructure up and running. So we are very, very optimistic that our margin profile in the corporate business is on the upswing. Our focus over the last few quarters, especially through FY25 and FY26, has been to deepen penetration in various services also that we offer. So there are about a dozen services that we are offering, and the result clearly reflects in that strategy taking shape. We are working with several high-quality, high-paying customers who value our compliance, service quality, and integrated solutions, all areas where Crystal has built a strong differentiation. So talking about public sector and government contracts, on the public sector front, Crystal continues to consolidate its leadership position with a series of important contract wins during the quarter and the first half. Our rupees 157 crore worth of mandates from the Directorate of Education Delhi, including sanitation and security manpower services. Just to give you a quick idea, the 157 crore win is really, really good. But I am also very happy to convey that in the earlier tenures that we serviced this tender, it was only sanitization services. We are very proud to have added our security manpower services into this tender. It not only is a very good contribution to our revenue here, but paves way for our pre-qualifications in bidding for more and more only security manpower and man-guarding related contracts, which are on the verge of being floated in the quarters coming. Secondly, our rupees 168 crore sanitation service contract from the Directorate of Medical Education, Andhra Pradesh, covering leading hospitals and medical institutions. These contracts also consolidates our position in the overall healthcare, where we've been proud operator of more than 60,000 hospital beds at one point of time. Rupees 370 crore social welfare projects from the Commissionerate of Social Welfare Pune, spanning hostels, residential schools, welfare homes and training institutes across Maharashtra. Rupees 65 crore management contract from MSEDCL for O&M of substations across the states. Earlier I have stated our intention to build O&M as an independent vertical. This is our commitment, this just shows our commitment to creation of this vertical, and that too with this contract of MSEDCL, we now get qualified to bid for such contracts across India in various electricity boards. This is a very, very important contract for us and gives us a huge headway in our O&M in the energy sector. 31.5 crore manpower service order of Maha Mumbai Metro across multiple metro lines. He specialized now in managing of metro services, and this continues our foray into the metro sector. Last but not the least, 20.3 crore of facility management contract for the new terminal at Patna Airport. You all already know our various airports that we are managing. And this consolidates our position not only with the private players like Adani and GMR, but also in the Airport Authority of India, the government-owned terminals. Together, these wins reflect Crystal's strong execution capabilities, operational reliability, and reputation as a trusted partner for critical public infrastructure management. The wins also establishes the focus on our strategy of bidding for good quality tenders, focus on our strategy for bidding for profitable tenders, and focus on the strategy where the bidding process will not dictate only a top line but give a big amount of stress on healthy margins in the quarters and years to come. Despite subdued top line in Q2 FY26, margins have been maintained. As I say, this is the outcome of our disciplined bidding, efficient manpower allocation, and increasing mix of higher margin corporate contracts. That said, our people costs have risen a bit, driven by business expansion, the creation of new captive teams for our other subsidiaries, especially the wastewater management, and the establishment of our footprint in terms of new offices as a part of our pan-India penetration strategy. We have acquired extremely well-talented teams across the country, across our business development, our service delivery, our back-end operations, and this has reflected in our growth in terms of corporate business as well. We view this as an investment in future scalability and operational resilience. Once this the talent and the team, which is very well experienced and from the industry, starts performing, or I will be able to come in front of you with really a set of numbers that we will all be happy to listen to. Today, our total branches stand at 33 as compared to 26 as on FY25. Talking about our emerging businesses, water, waste, and O&M, we are actively exploring multiple opportunities in the water business, both in operations and maintenance and integrated management. In O&M front, we recently acquired one of the biggest warehousing chains in southern India, we are offering O&M services in the corporate sector as well. In the wastewater, we are also participating in various river cleaning projects, which are more than 15 years of tenure, which will give us a good O&M order book as well as good project execution opportunities. Subsidiaries and new verticals, we are also evaluating opportunities as in ports and solar EPC, which are currently at the discussion stage. These were the subsidiaries which we have already formed, and I am sure all of you are aware of them. These align with our strategy to diversify our service offerings within the infrastructure linked facility management. To summarize, our Q2 we had a good Q2, though the timing in allotment of orders and finalization of tenders were a bit delayed, but our presence there is very strong, and our strategy to bid, as I have been talking to you, is very, very robust. Order inflows remain healthy with a solid pipeline under evaluation. The corporate business continues to scale profitability, margins are stable, and our pan-India presence is expanding steadily and rapidly. We expect the deferred tenders to translate into executable orders, as I explained, very soon in the next couple of quarters, which should reflect positively in our performance in the second half of FY26. I thank you very much for giving me a patient ear. Thank you for your continued trust and support in Crystal Integrated Services Limited. Gives us a lot of strength. I now hand over the call to Mr. Barunde, my colleague, for his financial highlights.
Good afternoon. This is second quarter Q2 FY26. We reported 283.40 crore in revenue during Q2 FY26, reflecting 6.5% year-on-year growth. The moderate growth was due to delay in tender finalization across several key departments in government segments. Many of these projects are large and multi-locational contracts, and the documentation and the approval processes have taken longer than expected. Our EBITDA, excluding the other income for the quarter stood 17.91 crore, up 5.3% year-on-year. Despite moderate growth in operating profit, EBITDA margin declined slightly by 7 basis points to 6.32%, primarily due to higher employee and administrative cost associated with business expansion and establishment of new offices as a part of our pan-India penetration strategy. The PAT margin stood at 4.65%, lower by 102 basis points year-on-year. This decline is due to conservative approach to taxation, slight increase in finance cost and depreciation. Earning per share for the quarter is rupees 9.42. Now coming to our half yearly H1 FY26 numbers. For H1 FY26, our total revenue stood at 606.48 crore, registering 15.9% year-on-year growth. The growth was led by strong execution across segments and new orders win from both government and private sector contracts. Our EBITDA, excluding the other income from H1 FY26, stood at 39.26 crore, up by 18% year-on-year, reflecting improved operating leverage and efficient cost control measures. The EBITDA margin expanded by 11 basis points to 6.47% compared to the same period last year, demonstrating disciplined expense management and gradual operating efficiency improvement. Our PAT for the half year was 29.51 crore compared to 30.30 crore H1 FY25, marking a 2.6% decline year on year. The PAT margin stood at 4.87%, contracting by 92 basis points, mainly due to slight increase in finance and depreciation expenses and conservative approach to taxation. Earning per share for the period is 21.919. So that is all from our side. We can now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rehan Sayed from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to the team, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So, sir, I have a couple of questions. First, on the working capital side, so could you please help me understand regarding the how has the working capital cycle trended this quarter, particularly on the receivable side, given the increasing government exposure? So, has the collection efficiency improved further, or what's the scenario over there?
Rehan, thank you for asking the question, though your voice is a little echoing, but I think I've got what you tried to say. These numbers actually have improved because there has been substantial amount of collection which has already come in the last month. So therefore, going forward, the situation what is reported is not going to be there. So our working capital will come back on track.
So you are saying that for going forward, our receivables will go down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And just wanted to understand regarding the plans to revisit pricing or cost pass-through mechanism in contracts, especially given inflationary pressure in consumables and utility side. So is there any plan to revisit your pricing or increase in price to the customer side?
No. Can you just repeat it? Your voice is echoing so much, I'm not able to grasp exactly. What is the last thing? You talked about pricing, right?
Yeah, like I am saying increasing prices. Do you, like your, is there any plan to shift the prices towards the customer side you are?
No. Can you again repeat?
Yeah, I am saying, like, is there any plans to shift pricing on the or cost pass through mechanism in contracts to the consumer side? I'm asking consumable and utility.
So now, based on whatever that I am understanding, most of in various services that we are offering, the prices are the calculation methodology is very different. Very different. In IFMS, it is mostly bundled cost, which I guess that is what you've been saying, whether it is a bundling of man, machine, material, everything is bundled. So that that methodology of pricing is going to remain the same. There are two variations there in the pricing. Is one is based on headcount and the other is based on the square foot. So we keep on fluctuating between these two zones based on how the customer requires. But that is going to be continuing the way it is.
Okay. And last one bookkeeping question on the order book side. So, like, could you please share the current order book size and growth visibility for the next two quarters? Specifically, are you seeing any higher traction from private sector clients compared to government institutions?
That's a very good question. And yes, I am seeing a growth in both the sectors, not being biased to only one sector. The government sector itself is growing because there is a lot of infrastructure spending coming in, government obviously coming up with very good tenders. Second thing, there is a big push with the corporate side also, and in various sectors, whether it is like the manufacturing is really growing, so the warehousing is growing, the cold storage new facilities are coming. So we are seeing growth in both the sectors. And to give you a little idea on the order book, we are sitting on an order book position of more than 2,600 crores. And it has a great bifurcation. Almost more than 1,600 crores is government and more than 960 crores is corporate. So we are very, very both the sectors. And add to it the sectors that are new that we are developing. You know, if you actually see the way that we are progressing, we are going to have a very good years going forward.
Okay. Like, so any growth guidance you have to put your any stuff?
No, I didn't get you.
Like I'm saying any growth guidance numbers you have to put here.
Growth guidance, with even the result that we have, even the performance that we have given in this Q2 of 2026, we are one of the best performers in the sector. So we will keep on performing better. That is the endeavor, to keep on beating ourselves and keep on performing better. That is the guidance that I can give. Because we would love to outperform ourselves all the time.
Yeah, okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rushil from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, so my question is related to bookkeeping. This quarter we have seen that, you know, cost of material consumed has increased from 18 crore to 48 crore. Can you, and we have a moderate revenue growth. So can you just explain us?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in our service profile, we also have our the ITITS business, which is the smart city business that we have been doing. So when this business is rolled out, there is a certain capex which is done in this vertical first, and then the billing happens. Yes. So therefore, you are seeing a little spurge in the capex.
20 crore billing is
And sir, like we have seen that, you know, in this quarter there is a reduction in employee benefit expense from year on year and as well as quarter on quarter. So is it something like that? We have seen a high attrition rate, and that is why, you know, we are increasing our tax provision, as we might get less 80JJ benefit. Is it something like that?
No, no. You have, this is a very good question, Rishi. But this is also because of our the DME, we earlier used to do 6 zones, and they were, therefore we had over 16,800 plus people. Now that in the re-tender process where we have strategically bidded for only one zone and the profitable zone, the manpower headcount has come down, and that is the difference that you are seeing.
And sir, all our contracts, basically if I see IFM or security solutions, are fixed contracts, or let's say there is inflation also, inflation-linked contracts also, or there are fixed contracts or variable contracts?
So these are variable contracts where we get a benefit of any fluctuation or any inflation that takes place.
Okay, sir, all IFM and all catering, IFM and security all solution
all,
business?
All contracts.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to understand that, you know, we have a robust order book of 2,600 crore plus. So can you just tell us that when this order will get executed fully? Is there like, are those order execution in 6 months, 12 months? How are those orders executable?
You know, the beauty of our business is a long pipeline. So when we get one order, the upside is that we have an order book position for 3 years minimum, because most of the contracts are 3 year plus 1 year. So this 2006 order book is for the period of 3 years, and this process is a continuous process. So while we are doing this call, my bidding team is bidding for some tender, or we are winning some tender. So it is every day we are moving ahead. So every time we acquire a tender or any contract, it is for the next 3 years from the date that we acquire. I mean, that is the beauty of this business. So answering your question in a nutshell, the 2,600 plus is order book position for the next 3 years.
Okay. And sir, like since you have... Yeah.
We may please request you to join back the queue for your follow-ups.
Okay, this is the last question. Is it fine? Continue on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ask me.
And sir, are we like, since you said that, you know, we have a good order book for the next 3 years, but do we face any, you know, execution challenge in revenue, like to convert it into billing? Are we facing anything like that?
Not at all. The only challenge that we may face, which we faced in this quarter, is a certain delay in documentation. That is the only challenge that we see. So that delays. So, you know, for example, if you are in the last week of the quarter ending and the documentation spills over the next quarter, my reporting actually spills over the next quarter all of a sudden, and my numbers become go here and there. So the operationally, we have a 25 years of fantastic experience. We have one of the country's best service delivery team. So we don't see any challenges, because we are one of the most experienced people here in rolling out large contracts and multi-location contracts. The only challenge that we see is the documentation, signing up of agreements, and the secretarial part of it. That is all.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for answering the question.
Well,
thank you. In order to ensure management can address questions from all the participants, participants are requested to limit their questions to 2 questions per participant. And the next question comes from the line of Urmesh Shah from Moneywisers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my first question is on the contract that we secured from the effluent treatment plant at Chennai. So could you give the duration of the contract and the revenue visibility going forward?
This particular contract, Urmesh, was for 19 crore 20 lakhs. Okay. So, but you know, with the additional billing and all that, it will go to around 20-25. It all depends how the project goes on and progresses. It is in a stage of progressing, and we are building it. The contract is going actually as per planned and as per the timeline. And this should get completed in the next, I think, 7 to 8 months. And after that, the O&M is there for O&M for this is there for 7 years. So that is how this contract is structured. So now similar, now that we did this JLD, our sales team is pursuing for many contracts like this on a national basis. So we will keep you updated. The discussions are going on in almost most of the states, but typically in Delhi, in Uttar Pradesh, in Maharashtra. So here we are very actively pursuing this JLD, and also in Himachal where there are manufacturing units.
Okay, and sir, the pricing strategy for this effluent treatment contracts is a bit different, or is the same as we do it for other contracts?
No, this is completely different because this is a EPC plus O&M. So the pricing pattern is very, very different. It is design, estimation, procurement and construction, and then the handover and then the O&M. So therefore, these kind of contracts we are exploring because they have a very different pricing strategy and they have a very different profiles of their top line and margins as well.
Okay, sir. So and my last question is on the Taskmaster. So in this B2C segment, as it's the first step, so are we looking at only deep cleaning services, or and what is the if there's a contract which has been secured, can you just give an update?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I'm happy that you asked me this question about Taskmaster because it is just upcoming. It's a very new baby. And currently there are people who are joining, trainings are going on, our branding exercise is going on. Here we have kept it very flexible. One thing fundamentally, it is for the residential sector, for flats, apartments, bungalows, villas, etc. Here we are not subjecting the owners to use a full scale service, and therefore our pricing is also very, very what can I say, dynamic, based on, for example, you require just your kitchen to be cleaned after a party, so we can just clean the kitchen and move out. Suppose you require only the wardrobe areas to be cleaned, we can do that. Suppose only balcony cleaning, we can do that. Suppose you require only toilet, bathroom to be cleaned every week, and you are willing to sign up a yearly contract, we are okay with that also. Somebody has a swimming pool in Goa or Alibag and wants us to just maintain the pool, we are okay with that. So we have created a product line where there is no, the pick and choose for your prospective customer is very easy. The whole idea is to make your services flexible and therefore acceptable, and offer them a quality and a backup of training of a 25 years professional organization, and give them a very, very good pricing that they are comfortable to pay for these services. So we have a very good model. Suppose somebody just wants to sign up a contract for my AC maintenance, we will do that. Somebody wants to sign a contract for plumbing maintenance, we will do that. Everything related to maintenance and facility management of a residential area.
So, please correct me if I'm wrong. So, this can be services given to an individual flat owner also, and also for the entire building also. Depends.
This is purely for individual flat owners. It's a B2C.
This is purely for individual. Okay, sir. Thank you. And all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bijal Bakhai from Amit Jasani FinServ. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Good set of numbers, so congrats on that. We talked about paper signing delaying certain amount of revenue. Could we have some color on that and how it has affected this quarter's earnings in terms of numbers?
Yes.
That's the only question.
Yeah, again, a very, very pertinent question, you know, because the document, for example, there are to sign up a document with the L1, with a bidder who has come L1 also, internally in that department or the ministry, there are various departments which the documents go through. And that is where we have faced a certain delay here. Somebody is somebody is available, somebody is transferred, somebody is taking time, goes back and forth for evaluation, because if the tender values are very, very large, if there is it's a very competitive tender, then the department and the government internally takes a little time to kind of see it through a lens, which is very, very good for us, because once the work order is issued to us, then, you know, for 3 years we don't have to look back. So these are some typical areas where we face the delay. The second delay also, there are times which we have faced here, is a tender which was actually floated, you know, on a X date, which was supposed to be open for bidding on a Y date. The date of bidding got extended by say 15 days, by say a month, for their administrative reasons. So these are two, and also the third reason is, after even being declared as L1 in the public domain, there are certain delays in actually declaring you the L1. So the bidding process is already done. The result comes, which need to come after a day or two or maybe a week, has taken about 15 days for the delay. So these are typically three challenges that we faced in the last quarter.
Okay. And so, any bad debts that you had till date?
We don't have.
In the last 1 or 2 years, or in the last one quarter?
Not really. Not really.
It's not significant.
Okay. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pankaj Motwani from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question for the CFO. So I have a bookkeeping question. So I was seeing your total consolidated profit. So it is around 131 million. And out of around 50 million has been allocated to the minority interest, which is around 30% of total profit. So this generally implies that this minority profit belongs to a subsidiary that is not owned by us. Like, but as per our disclosure, I think we have around 7 subsidiaries which are wholly owned. So can you clarify for this around 39.5 million amount, like for which entity this pertains to?
Can you repeat, sir? Hello.
So I was saying around 40 million of profit has been allocated to minority interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have 7 wholly owned subsidiaries. So why we have allocated 40 million to the minority interest if we don't have any subsidiary where we own less than 100%?
This Crystal Aquachem, I think you are referring that one only.
No, I'm referring consolidated P&L.
Hmm.
So around 40 million has been allocated for minority interest. So minority interest means like we have some subsidiaries where we own less than 100% and profit belongs to the minority interest, but we don't have any such subsidiary. So I just want clarification on that part. Like for 40 million
dollars. It's not 100%. Crystal Aquachem, it is 97%. It is not 100%.
97%, but still, like 40 million is a big amount. Like even if the 3% is of 40 million, so you are saying the 40 million belongs to 3% of the minority interest.
Yes,
that's very conflicting. Also, if I see the standalone profit, so our standalone profit is around 122 million, and while the consolidated profits for the equity holders is around 92 million. So which indicates that there are losses in the subsidiaries, because our consolidated profit is 122 million and general profit is 122 million and consolidated profit to equity holders 92 million. So this implies that we have losses in the subsidiaries, but like you have allocated 39 million to the minority interest.
Mm-hmm.
So which means like there is a profit in subsidiaries also. So this is conflicting. So can you clarify this also?
See, if you see in our subsidiary, in case of B2C segment, there is a loss because it's a newborn company. Taskmaster, I'm referring, that is B2C segment. So where we have incurring loss, and I think the same also Flame facility being a subsidiary, there is a loss. Rest, I think in KG, Crystal, Gourmet and all these things, we have a profit. Margin is there.
Okay. And just to just one more clarification. As you mentioned that there like one subsidiary is having 97% stake, so 39.5 is for the 3% stake. So that means like the if I reverse calculate, just give me a minute, so 39.5. So you are saying that we have around 1,316 million profit in subsidiaries because you are allocating 39 million for 3%. So that means around 1,300 profit will be for the wholly for the whole subsidiary.
Yes.
Okay. That was my question, sir.
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank
you. The next question comes from the line of Sudeep Samanta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Quarter four con call, you guys told to invest this year our target would be 18% to 20% growth. But H1 we achieve only two, once again, let me check, 606, yeah. So how we can achieve 18% to 20%, I don't know. Could you please explain a little bit?
We've always maintaining that we will be in a particular zone of our growth. It's a business that keeps on going in a cycle. And we always try and maintain our growth in terms of our sales acquisition process, whether it is corporate or whether it is government business. On a daily basis, the business acquisition is going on. This sector itself is, in our country, whether it is Indian companies or international companies, has resulted in a growth of about 8% to 10%, which is a traditional growth of this sector. And we have been able to surpass that zone and get into a better growth zone because our contribution in the government sector, which is almost 70%, and keeps varying between 60-40 or 70-30. So therefore, when we say that we will be in a zone, the endeavor is to give or report a growth in that particular zone. So, and we will keep on doing that on a year-on-year basis.
So we can achieve at least 20%.
No, you are free to assume it that way, but I am still saying that we will be in a good zone that we have been growing in the last 5 years.
Okay. Sir, any guidance you give next 3 to 5 year basis?
3 to 5?
For the investor, yeah.
I'm very happy, Sudeep ji, you are our individual investor, and trust me, and all us at Crystal Integrated Services, every day that is spent in the company here is to ensure that all our investors, at the end of the day, benefit from the way that we work. And therefore, all our strategies are planned in the same manner. So with now the contribution of our solid waste management or wastewater management, the kind of projects that I have been talking about, the endeavor is to better what we have done in the last few years and unleash value for our valuable investors who have trusted. So you believe us, we are day and night, we are at it, and the entire endeavor is to give you value in return of the trust that you have bestowed in us. So we have a very healthy pipeline. We have an excellent service delivery team. We have a very strong and robust strategy. At the end of it, the entire focus is to give you a better result.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask your questions, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vivek Sahu from RK Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have few questions. Like there was a revenue grew of 53% year on year for the corporate segment. So how sustainable is this growth and proportionate of overall revenues due to how does this contribute?
Like I told you, we have a 70-30 ratio. 70% is government and 30 is corporate. This kind of growth is very encouraging for us. 53% jump. Again, you have also asked a very good question. I should thank you for that. What it means for us is you know, our we are also trying to become a very, very strong player in the corporate sector. We always were, but now we are actually beating ourselves and becoming a larger player in the corporate sector by trying to get good opportunities with good customers. You know, post our listing status, we also are welcomed by a lot of MNCs. There are many MNCs there are in various sectors who are coming. Because of our listing status now, the companies are welcoming us to participate in the RFPs. The kind of RFPs that we are participating is huge. And these RFPs are also 3 year plus kind of a tenure. So this 53% growth that we have shown in the last quarter, you know, as I said, it is more of an order book position. Even in like in government, in corporate also, sometimes we are lucky that all documentation happens on time. In corporate, we may also land up in a situation where the evaluation gets delayed and so on and so forth. So what I can say to answer your question, that the 53% growth in corporate will definitely add tremendously in our profile that we submit for getting newer business orders. So that will really build our credential. So in that way, it is going to add tremendous value to us in building our portfolio in the corporate sector in across diversified segments. So I am very, very happy with this corporate sector boost that we have got.
And one more question I have, like what's the initial market response to your B2C brand, that is Taskmaster, and how do you plan to scale this offerings?
Yeah, this is also a good question. The go-to market strategy is being formed. Currently, we are just getting our team on board, setting up the processes because it's very, very new. So we have not yet tested the market. We have tested into a couple of very, very good societies, and we have got good response during the during Diwali. We got very good response during the Rakhi Purnima, where we ran a campaign that a gift from a brother to a sister could be like, you know, getting your house cleaned. So these kind of initiatives that we could have been a very, very encouraging response. But I think it is still a little time that we start professionally testing the market, and obviously the moment we get a good success, I will be back on a call with you and I will be able to explain you how we are doing.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it, I guess.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have two questions. Sir, what measures are we taking to improve the margins, one? And number two, sir, earlier we used to have a target of 3,000 crores of sales in next 3-4 years. And now we are refraining from giving any guidance even in the current year. So why are we doing that?
Both are very good questions, Bhavesh bhai. So first question, I will ask answer the last question first, then you can remind me your first question. See, the year when we went there, that time the kind of tenders that we were bidding were of had those kind of values, whether we were retendered bidding for a DME tender at that time. When we spoke at that time, there was retendering yet to happen. We were in the executing phase. So when actually a tender comes for retendering, and when we rebid for it, your strategy may change based on the scenario how profitable a particular tender is going to happen. And therefore I said something somewhere, we refrained from bidding even the tender, because the bidding of a tender attracts EMD and all that, and we value every naya paisa. We are very conservative organization in that way. So you, because we are in a continuous business processes, you have a base strategy and your sub strategies keep on changing or evaluating based on the situation, which could be various tenders that we evaluate and analyze and so on and so forth. So we, even today we are saying our guidance is very, very good. I am not refraining from giving any guidance. I am saying we will be in a similar zone. But it is not correct for me to give a particular specific figure and say that is my guidance, because as we progress in this sector, there every day there is a new kind of learning that happens. And coming to your first question as to what we are doing about margins, you know, our solid waste and wastewater, these forays are going to definitely yield a different zone of margin. Again, I am using the word zone and not a particular number, because these are very different type of projects. These are not really very manpower centric projects, but these are more equipment centric projects. They have a very different margin profile. Also, like O&M business or technical facility or MEP, these are very these are businesses which offer a little better margin profile. Also, in one of the calls that I had, I answered that we earlier we used to do Delhi school only sanitization, and then we got a security contract and we'll get qualified to bid for very large scale security driven contract. Now even these security based contracts have a very different and a better margin profile. So to summarize your question, the endeavor is to always see and evaluate a business and go for it which gives a better profile. I mean, trust us, we will not get into a business which actually does not give us a better margin profile, because we are working on a continuous process for betterment of the company. So these activities are ongoing things. It is not that we start at the end, beginning of the quarter and then end at the quarter. It is a continuous process. It is a part of our DNA. The entire effort is to ensure the company does good and all of you benefit from our performance.
So in a way, we are saying that going forward, that over a period of 2 years, let's say margin trajectory would be on the upmost side, right? You're not quantifying it, but guidance is
absolutely, Bhavesh ji, absolutely.
Right. And in terms of, say, your working capital requirement, these receivable days continue to remain very high. So how can we bring it down, or is it that because we are in this kind of business, the working capital, especially the debtor days, will always remain above 110?
Again, it's a very good comment that you have said. We are in a cyclical business, you know. So these situations will remain cyclical, and they cannot be always on a high, or they cannot be always on the low. For example, the debtor days that we saw and which was reported in the quarter gone by, in the subsequent month, they all have come down, because we collected a lot of outstanding at that point of time. So maybe this quarter you will see a good effect of that. But as we keep on bidding for tenders, as we keep on acquiring good tenders, you know, it keeps on going on cycle basis. Overall, if we take an annual view, then we will be able to make some assessment.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much, Bhavesh.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Dighe for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for moderating this call. I thank the entire team of Crystal. I thank each and every security guard and janitor that is deployed across the country, who has made us stand here and be in front of you with a lot of pride. I thank their untiring efforts, hard work and dedication, which drives this company forward through various market conditions. Also, I thank all of you for participating in our conference calls. I thank our vendors, our bankers, and most of all our valuable customers who have entrusted us with their precious and valuable facilities. And I look forward to keep in touch with all our investors through our investor relations team. For anything that you like to know, we are always there to answer any query that you pose, whether it is big or small. We are always responsible, and we are always enthusiastic to come in front of you and have a conversation with you. Thank you for listening to myself and my colleague Varun patiently, and thank you for all the wise questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Crystal Integrated Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.